This multimedia presentation being brought to you by me, Jim Phillips. I hope it's useful to you. I hope it teaches you electronics. There's three components to this presentation. My voice in MP3, which you, if you're hearing it, that's great. A text component, which if you were a student in a classroom, you would be madly taking down notes. This saves you the trouble. You just put your cursor on it and scoop it up into the clipboard or whatever. And the PNG files, which are picture files. More specifically, they're drawings. They're small. They don't take long to load. The MP3s are going to take a long time to load, I know. Sorry about that. The scope of this. I assume you have an electrical background. That is, that you know how to hook up things like batteries and light bulbs and switches and things. And know why the wires go where they go. I'm using, for conventions, I have some symbols that are kind of unusual. My symbol for ground, for instance, is a triangle pointing down with a wire connected to the hypotenuse at the top. That particular symbol for ground is a ground symbol for a circuit ground. I do use the others as well, but that distinguishes them from being, for instance, an electrical safety ground or an earth ground. My symbol for plus, or positive voltage, DC voltage, is a plus symbol inside of a circle. Minus symbol inside of a circle is a negative DC source. And a sine wave inside of a circle is an AC signal. That comes from somewhere. If you want to fill this in, you can imagine a battery connected, the positive terminal to the circle with a plus inside of it, and its negative terminal connected to the ground. And so then you can go ahead and draw these circuits out if you need, but you shouldn't have to do that. It should be fairly obvious just by looking at the symbols. You know, where the batteries or power sources are actually connected.